The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we welcome you back to the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, and we're changing schedule again. We're going to hold Barry back just a minute because Tori Atwood's walked in, the Blackman softball head coach, and we're going to talk a little softball. We haven't had we've got Riverdale's side of it. Let's hear the Blackman side of it. I know Riverdale is we mentioned Riverdale, and that's kind of a team that is always in the fight of it and always in the thick of things. Let's take a look at the Blackman girls, who I don't know, last year had some, I think, some injury problems at times, and never kind of got in a sink, I think, but yeah. Played well at times. It's kind of inconsistency, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. Inconsistent was a good answer. Had some injuries early on, you know, of course, to our senior Amanda Van Vranken, and that kind of took us out of our game for a bit. But, you know, we came on and then had some inconsistencies, had some other injuries and things. So we're a totally different team this year. We have a new look. Over the summer, we've lost some girls. We've gained some girls. So we're young.
Well, let's talk a little bit about it and about some of those players. And, you know, being young is sometimes not bad. You know, I mean, there's some struggles, of course, that go with that.
Absolutely. I mean, there's struggles. You know, all the young girls, they've been playing tournament ball their whole lives. And so, you know, in respect of that, they know the game. But getting to know each other and playing with each other and becoming that unit is where we are right now. Little mistakes, little things that are tweaked. But I think we're going to be okay. We're a team, and I like that. So.
Tell us some of the players that you've got returning and some of those newcomers that you're looking to help you out this year.
Well, I have, of course, my senior returners, Emily Morris and Jonna Tharp, and Kelly Cahoon has come back this year. We're working on getting her back into the rotation. I've got a new girl, actually a transfer in from Gordonsville High School, a senior, Stephanie Edgel, and she's really come on strong, really hitting the ball well. Danette House, one of my junior returners, didn't get a lot of playing time last year as a sophomore, just position-wise wasn't going to get there, but has really stepped up, starting to hit the ball hard for me. And I've got quite a few sophomores. I've got five sophomores. Three are returners, two are not. And one of my sophomores, I'm really proud of her. She last year was one of our star JV players as an outfielder. And this summer I asked her, when we had lost quite a few pitchers, I said, I need you to start pitching. And she did, and she's doing a phenomenal job. So I'm really proud of her. Name's Jessica Bell. She's doing great.
You get them in the weight room, that kind of thing. What do they do leading up to the beginning of the season? Because we're about here. We're right around the corner, aren't we? When do you start, actually?
We actually start Wednesday. We go to Ezel Harding. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we'll be in Hendersonville for the Commando Classic.
That's a good kind of a beginning of the year thing in down there.
Isn't it's many, many games, and you get to see a lot of kids, and you get to see a lot of ball, and see where you are weak and strong.
Tori, you mentioned, you know, building your team together and getting them to play together. Are these tournaments really, don't they really help mold that? And that's when you find out who it's kind of compatible, who's going to work out, and that
they
kind
do.
Of thing.
They do. You know, when you put the girls in a position where they're together, yeah. You know, on a bus for an hour traveling to Hendersonville, then we play in a game, you have a break, but you better stay together because we might play early, and then a game again. You definitely, you know, you see who's compatible, who's not. You see where the problems are. You see what to fix. But what I've seen, we had a play day last weekend in Laverne, and my girls get along. And, I mean, it's awesome because, you know, they're high school girls. There's drama all the time, but I didn't see it. And they had fun, and they enjoyed themselves, and goofed around, and got serious when needed to. So it was nice to see. It's nice to see that team building going on.
When you've got youngsters, too, I guess it kind of feels good as a coach when you see something go right. And I don't mean that in a bad way,
no,
but how they're, you know, a big key hit or a big defensive play or somebody steps up and does something you're not expecting.
Absolutely.
It's different, isn't it?
It is. It's different. You know, as a senior and as a junior, you're expected to do that. You know, step up senior, step up junior. You've been there for a couple of years. You know what they can do. You know they're going to come through. But, you know, last night we played Cascade and bottom of the seventh, and we were down, and I had a freshman step up. And Kirsten Kachia, she just base hit, scored that run. That's what I needed. I mean, she stepped up quite a bit for us. And you know, you don't expect it because you haven't seen it because they are young. But, you know, it's nice to see.
In the earlier days of softball, it does seem like the pitching just overwhelmed everybody. Yeah. But now you got these youngsters coming up that can really hit a hit a pitcher. Now you've got pitchers that are
Rachel.
Yeah.
I'm gonna throw it out. You got Rachel.
And
she's
then you've
tough.
Got then there's other pitchers though that. But the I guess my point is, hitting has kind of caught up with the pitching a little bit more in recent years, hasn't it?
It has. You know, we go through these transition periods of speed versus movement. Now we're getting to speed and movement with pitchers, which of course makes them dominant. The speed the girls are catching up to. Everyone's hands are getting quicker. The weight, you know, the weight room, all the preseason works that we do, gets them prepared to be able to hit, you know, the hard stuff. And so hitters have caught up with that. The stuff that's more difficult is the movement. You start moving the ball and hitting your spot, then as a pitcher, you're going to dominate again.
We've heard this before, and said that, you know, championships are won like in the off season, and that's because of the weight room and that kind of thing. And you guys, I know you stress that as well. Do you, when it's harder with younger ones because their body basically have not matured? I mean, that is that a difference that kind of hurts a little bit?
It's not necessarily hurts. You just have to take into account, you know, when they're still obviously growing, you don't want to push them to the point where they're just maxing out on their squats. But at the same time, you want to push them to where they're building weight. You have to take it into consideration, you know, okay, we're going to do some body squats instead of weight, you know, squats, or we're going to do plyometrics or some type of CrossFit activity where it's all inclusive. So that's just where you have to do. But you're right. I mean, championships are won in the off season.
Does it affect their age? Does it affect your schedule, how you schedule teams? Do you really think taking into consideration of that at all?
I did this year. I took more into consideration just numbers and age not being exposed to the high school ball season. I mean, it's an eye opener. When they come in as a freshman, they think it's like middle school, and it's not. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's
so many more games.
7 days a week. You know, you're living ball. Plus, you've got schoolwork, and of course, that's where they fall behind is in the schoolwork. And I don't accept that. You know, they know my expectations as far as academics go, and so I do take that into consideration this year, especially. I only scheduled us for 3 tournaments early on in the season. Tried to do a limit of 2 games a week. There's a couple weeks we have 3 games, just couldn't avoid it, just to get the numbers and get the games in, but. You have to account for it.
Because they haven't had the opportunity to go through it and the studies and everything.
Right, and they don't – you can talk to them all you want to, but they just don't grasp how important it is and how much time it takes and the dedication. And, I mean, you know, that's why a lot of times girls play as a freshman and sophomore, and then they realize, okay, no, you know, this is too much time, I can't do it, and we lose them.
So. Yeah. Tori Atwood, our guest here, let's talk a little bit about the district itself. It seems to, you know, always be Riverdale at the top, and then everybody's battling for that second spot. And they've still got Rachel, as you mentioned, and they've still got some people returning that have been strong. They've lost a few as well.
But they reloaded.
They reloaded. then let's take the Oakland. Oakland, I think, has improved. Mm-hmm. Siegel's going to be a year older because I think they were young last year. How do you see the Blackman Blaze fitting into that, the Lady Blaze?
I see us fighting for that second spot. Like I said, we're a different team this year. We're a different look. Nobody's really going to expect what we bring.
Siegel did that surprise some people last year, too.
I feel like we're going to be that sleeper team that everyone's, you know, going to think, oh, okay, we got them covered, and then here we come. I'll say this about my girls. We don't quit. We have been behind in a few scrimmages, and they've come back. They just won't quit. They don't have that attitude of, oh, we lost, we're done.
That's the greatest feeling in the world as
absolutely.
A coach, though, isn't it? I mean, really.
It is. My assistant and I, Coach Hooper, we were sitting there after the first day that it happened, and we both were like, oh, my gosh, we want to cry. Like, we were proud of them because they stepped up, and they didn't quit on us. And that's, you know, sometimes you can't teach that. It's just. That's innate behavior.
It's almost you can take wins and losses.
Absolutely.
You can take, but boy, when they don't
when they
give effort,
up,
yeah.
No, I don't accept that.
That's the hardest. Well, it looks like the Blackman Blaze are going to be a surprise. We're not going to call you dark horse, though. You all have always been up there.
We've been up there.
You know, we're going to give you credit there, Tori.
I'll stay there.
and I guess it evolves around pitching. I want to go back to that just before I let you go. And it looks like and Cahoon coming back, and it's going to give you a little more depth maybe at the pitching?
Kelly coming back. Kelly, it's rough right now. Kelly's got a job, and we're working through that, trying to get her pitching when she needs to be at the stuff. She's been limited on when she can come. So Kelly will give us depth and some strength and some leadership. I mean, she's been there. It's her fourth year. She's a senior. Jessica Bell is my little girl that I asked this summer, start pitching. You've got all the body parts to make a great pitcher. Do it. She's really stepping up, doing a great job for us. I'm proud of her as a sophomore. And then I've got another girl, Sydney Spivey. Sydney played at the middle school. Last year didn't play for us, and then this year has come out. And Sydney's doing a great job. She had a great last night in four innings and, you know, kind of kept Cascade a little bit off kilter. So she's really stepping up for us. So we've got three. So we'll see how we do.
Weather being pretty nice so far.
It is. I'm a little worried about April.
I know. I was fixing to say it could be a really rough April. Yeah. A lot of rain, but still the weather's been pretty nice to get out there, and that's really helpful, isn't it, to get out now, actually outside.
Yeah, I mean, we've had those few days of rain where we haven't been able to get out and you know, tornadic activity where everything's been shut down, if you will. And but, you know, it's 52 degrees outside today, and it's beautiful, and that's what we've had, and that's you can't ask for better softball weather.
Well, we're going to try to get out a little bit more and broadcast some of these games, and always love to come out to Blackman. And we've seen you on the road for some reason last year. We saw you more on the road than we did at home. We love watching your girls, and we appreciate you coming out today and talking to us. And we'll see you down the road here very soon.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
All right. Tori Atwood, the head coach of the Blackman Blaze, going to be in the hunt. They always are. And we're going to continue here from the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner. I'm not really sure who we're going to have next, so I'm just going to let Brian come back up here, and he can tell me. So, Zach, we'll take a break and be right back.